So we're back with Dharma Shri now for another question from her.
Now that you have to be read to rather than read for yourself, and hence presumably have less external input, how do you spend your time? What sort of things do you reflect on?
Okay, so the question is, now that you have to read rather than read for yourself, so in case you didn't know, Sangharita's eyesight deteriorated very badly a couple of years ago now?
Two and a half. Yes, three now, I think.
Okay. So that means that you have less external input. How do you spend your time and what do you reflect on?
Well, you might be surprised to hear, but I seem to be very busy these days. Yes, of course, I don't read as I used to. I can sometimes read very big print. And of course, I have a magnifying glass, which I sometimes use. But when I first had this deterioration of my eyesight, it didn't really bother me too much. I said to myself, well, it's as though Mother Nature is saying to me, well, Sangharakshita, you've been reading all your life, you've read so many books, it's time you just reflected more. So I took the hint, as it were. So I do spend more time reflecting. And of course I dictate. I don't mean dictate to people, I dictate I dictate replies to letters, and I dictate other little things that I'm working on. And I go for walks, and I see people, and I have to have my rest. In that way, the day does seem really full, and it seems to fly by very quickly, and a week seems to go by, a month seems to go by. And I have visited this centre and that centre here and there, which all helps to pass the time. But the question also the question also relates to what I reflect on. All sorts of things. I must say that over the last two or three years, especially since I lost part of my eyesight, I reflected quite a lot on my early life. That is to say, my life as a child and as an adolescent. I've reflected quite a bit on my family, my relations, and the different relationships between them. And I think as I've reflected, I've understood things connected with the family, for instance, which I didn't understand at the time. And of course I reflect on my time in India. Sometimes I reflect on my teachers. I reflect on friends I had in India. In fact, only a few days ago I had the news that one of my very oldest and best friends in India, Dharmarakshita, had died. He's not much younger than me. And he was one of my translators when I was moving around among the accentuals, as they were called then. I was moving around giving lectures all over the place, mainly in Western and Central India. And he translated so many of my lectures. He was a very lively, friendly, communicative person. So he's gone. So I've been thinking, from time to time, reflecting on the friends I've had, and so many of them now are gone, because I'm nearly 80, so I'm outliving quite a lot of people. And many of my friends in India especially were quite a bit older than me, so they've obviously on the whole been predeceasing me. I've only two or three very old friends left now, and they're in their 90s, apart from people in the order. So these are the sort of things I have been reflecting on. And I also reflect on things I've read in the past, try to understand them more, reflect on the Buddha's teachings, especially as I'm doing some study with someone on some of those teachings. So there's quite a lot of reflection going on. So yes, a busy day, every day.
Okay,